You're listening to the Vegans Explore Network, found at vegansexplore.com. Welcome to the SoFlo Vegans Podcast. I'm your host, Sean A. Russell, and today we're diving into a conversation that matters now more than ever. Our community is going through a real moment. Local vegan businesses and nonprofits are dealing with challenges that most people never see. Yet they continue to show up for us with good food, good energy, and a commitment to compassion. In this episode, we're talking about how every single one of us can get involved and help keep these places alive. From simple ways to support your favorite vegan restaurant to showing love for the nonprofits that protect animals and educate the community. We are breaking it all down. We also have some important updates, including the announcement of a future restaurant closing, the exciting news of another beloved spot preparing for a comeback, and a few announcements of some upcoming South Florida vegan events that you don't want to miss. And stick around because we're closing with a brand new track from South Florida vegan hip hop artist, Mr. Russell, the world premiere of his new single, Plant Power Flow. Trust me, you're going to want to hear this. Hey everyone, I wanted to take a moment to share what we're building, how you can support, and why your support matters. Vegans Explore has taken many shapes since we launched as SoFlo Vegans in 2017, but the mission has stayed the same. We're here to amplify the voices that make an impact in the vegan community. We're the eyes and ears, the boots on the ground. We show up at protests, restaurants, events, and anywhere this movement is growing. We document it, uplift it, and help people discover it. For full transparency, right now, Vegans Explore is me. I stripped everything down, rebuilt the foundation, and went back to basics so this platform can grow in a way that truly supports nonprofits, the restaurants, and the creators who are fighting every day to make this world more compassionate. I want you to see what this can become and how your presence makes that a reality. Supporting Vegans Explore is not about spending money. It's about showing up in small, consistent ways that have a huge impact. When you share a post, leave a comment, listen to a podcast episode, or tag a friend who might benefit from the content, you help the algorithm push this movement into places it would never reach on its own. I release a daily Vegans Explore podcast that covers everything from supplements to osteoporosis to cultural conversations. These episodes are meant to be shared. They're quick, educational, and perfect for anyone looking for easy nuggets of information. If someone in your life asks a question or needs support, you can point them to an episode or even submit your own questions. Your engagement helps shape the direction of the show. We also highlight events across South Florida, from restaurant openings to community gatherings. We keep our ears on the ground and share as many events as possible at no charge because the goal is to uplift this community. When you see those posts, share them. Leave a comment. Save them. Every one of those actions tells the algorithm that this movement matters. Another big ask is reviews. Reviews are everything for a podcast. When people search for new shows, they look at reviews to decide what to listen to. If you love the Vegans Explore podcast or the SoFlo Vegans podcast, please leave a review right now. If you don't like the podcast, maybe it's not the show for you. But if you do enjoy it, that review makes the world a difference. If you want to go deeper, we follow an 80-20 principle. 80% of what we release will always be free. The remaining 20% helps sustain our operations. That includes guides, the Passport community, and the upcoming Pre-Vegans community. These will officially launch on January 11th, 2026, with a soft launch and beta phase coming soon. This is for anyone who wants to help us build something powerful and long-lasting. But again, the most important support you can offer is engagement. Show up at community events we promote, share the content, leave comments, submit questions, be a voice. Even when it has nothing to do with us directly, continue to show up for this movement. That is how we all grow. The truth is, the next few years will be challenging. The economy is shifting, and many small businesses and nonprofits will feel it. But if we stay connected and support each other, we will not only get through it, we'll grow stronger. We have the ingredients to build something beautiful. We just need everyone to play their part. I wanted to speak with you candidly and step outside of the usual updates, restaurant openings, and event promotions. I wanted to connect human to human and let you know we are here and we're committed to building something meaningful. I'm excited for where the South Florida vegan community is heading, and I want to give a shout out to every entrepreneur, organizer, creator, and leader who continues to show up. Your work matters. Thank you for being a part of this journey, and let's keep going. Hey everyone, this is Shawnee Russell, and today I want to take a moment to spotlight a business that has meant so much to our South Florida vegan community. JD's Vegemex has officially announced that they will be closing their doors on December 21st. This news hits hard for so many of us who have shared meals, memories, and moments inside that space. JD started JD's Vegemex back in 2019 with a dream that he had been carrying since he was 17. What began at the Coconut Grove Farmers Market grew into a beloved brick and mortar restaurant by 2022. Through the challenges of opening right before COVID and navigating the unpredictable world of food service, JD and his team stayed committed to serving delicious, authentic vegan Mexican cuisine that quickly became a favorite across the region. We want to applaud JD and everyone who has been a part of the Vegemex journey. They poured heart, heritage, and community into every plate, and they created a home where so many of us gathered, connected, and felt seen. The impact they've made on South Florida's vegan movement is real, and it deserves to be celebrated. JD shared recently that the cost of replacing a grease trap paired with the tight 90-day deadline made it impossible to continue. After nearly 7 years of dedication, countless friendships, and a dream fulfilled, he made the difficult decision to close the restaurant. So here's a message to you. If JD's has ever fed you, inspired you, or simply made your day a little brighter, now is the time to go and show some love. They're open Wednesday through Sunday, and their final day of service will be Sunday, December 21st. Go grab your favorites, bring your friends, and help send them off with the gratitude they deserve. From all of us at Vegans Explore, thank you JD's Vegemex for everything you've done for our community. Your legacy lives on in the movement you helped build and the lives you've touched along the way. If you've been part of the South Florida vegan community for a while, you already know what a force Parlor Vegan has been. From the iconic pastries to the community spirit, Parlor shaped the landscape long before vegan options were easy to find. So hearing that they're finally getting closer to reopening feels like a homecoming for all of us. Parlor shared that they've been off the grid for a long minute, but definitely not resting. They've been rebuilding, redesigning, and giving the entire Parlor experience a glow up. After 2 years of construction, unexpected setbacks, approvals, and countless tiny details, they just passed all inspections for now. This is a huge milestone and a sign that the comeback is officially moving into its next phase. They'll be sharing more of the behind-the-scenes stories soon. But for now, they're celebrating the moment with the return of their Thanksgiving menu. It's live and ready for orders. They're taking phone orders only this year to prevent catering and holiday requests from colliding. It's their way of keeping things organized and still giving everyone the attention they deserve. Order by November 19th by calling 954-533-7104 to lock in your Thanksgiving favorites. Parlor Vegan was a cornerstone for the South Florida vegan scene, and seeing them getting closer to reopening is a win for the entire community. We can't wait for phase two of the Parlor comeback. More updates soon. Now here are a few vegan events that are happening in the South Florida area. Get ready to celebrate compassion, connection, and community at this year's Vegan Thanksgiving Fest, hosted by Lavender Rain Spa and Bella Mia Restaurante and Bizette. This special event will take place the Saturday before Thanksgiving and feature a delicious buffet-style vegan spread. Guests will enjoy soup, salad, appetizers, entrees, desserts, and a wide selection of sides. Soft drinks are included with wine and beer available for purchase. Kids and pups are welcome, making this a family-friendly afternoon filled with gratitude and great food. Raffle tickets will be available for just $1 each, giving attendees the chance to win a one-hour massage or facial from Lavender Rain Spa. Every ticket purchase also includes a free gift bag filled with self-care goodies. Tickets are $55 for adults and $25 for kids, and RSVPs are required by November 19th, no exceptions. Seating is limited, so grab your tickets early and join the South Florida vegan community for this heartwarming holiday celebration. If you're looking for the perfect way to kick off the holiday season, mark your calendars for the Vegan Friendsgiving happening on Saturday, November 22nd from 3 to 6 p.m. at Uncommon Path Brewery in the Thrive Art District. This event is hosted by Ponderosa Minded, sponsored by Pay to Exist, with media coverage by Era Films. It's going to be an unforgettable afternoon of food, music, and community, all centered around gratitude, creativity, and connection. Guests can look forward to the launch of the Uncommon Path's brand new vegan menu featuring small plate tastings, desserts, and Thanksgiving-inspired bites from local vegan vendors. You'll also find a variety of handmade goods, wellness items, and lifestyle products from local artisans, making it the perfect spot to pick up unique gifts for the season. There will be live entertainment, curated fall sounds, and a creative crafts corner for kids so the whole family can be in on the fun. And of course, you can sip on seasonal vegan mocktails or fall-inspired brews crafted by Uncommon Path's team. Non-alcoholic beverages will also be available for purchase inside the brewery. The best part? This event is completely free and open to all ages. It's both family and pet friendly, and a portion of the proceeds will go towards supporting a local nonprofit farm or animal sanctuary, a beautiful way to give back during the season of thanks. Once again, that's the Vegan Friendsgiving at Uncommon Path Brewery in the Thrive Art District, happening Saturday, November 22nd from 3 to 6 p.m. For vendor opportunities, media coverage, or sponsorship details, you can reach out directly at hello@ponderosaminded.com. Join Cafe U on Saturday, November 22nd at 7 p.m. for a seasonal vegan chef tasting dinner. Enjoy dishes like roasted pumpkin and carrot bisque, sweet potato ganache, and stuffed delicata squash filled with quinoa and mushrooms. The experience is $70 per person with an optional $24 wine pairing. Call or text 239-888-9662 for reservations. Join the Hippocrates Wellness Center in West Palm Beach for a special vegan Thanksgiving dining experience. This educational event highlights the benefits of the vegan lifestyle while supporting the Hippocrates Scholarship Fund. Tickets are $70 for adults in advance or $75 at the door, $35 for children, and free for kids under 5. The celebration begins at 11:30 a.m. at 1466 Hippocrates Way, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33411. And if you've been feeling like you need to slow down, breathe, and recharge, this next event may be exactly what you're looking for. On Friday, November 28th, the Ark Assembly will be hosting a truly special experience, the Sonic Bliss Gong Concert, happening at Casa Mana Bliss in Delray Beach. This evening's sound meditation will be led by Mike Tamboro, a world-renowned sound practitioner known for his transformative gong performances. You'll enter a field of pure vibration and harmonic resonance as layers of sound unfold, guiding you into a deep state of stillness, relaxation, and inner peace. Doors open at 7:15 p.m., with the concert beginning at 8 p.m. Tickets are $44, and trust me, this is more than a concert. It's a meditative journey. So if you're ready to step away from the noise of everyday life and reconnect with yourself, head to CasaManaBliss.com to learn more and reserve your spot. Once again, that's the Sonic Bliss Gong Concert, hosted by the Ark Assembly at Casa Mana Bliss in Delray Beach, an immersive night of sound, stillness, and spiritual awakening. And if you're a vegan business and want to be included in future features, become a Vegans Explore community partner. It's free for 100% vegan businesses and ensures you're part of future campaigns and local promotions. Together, we can continue to support one another, grow our movement, and make South Florida a hub for compassionate living. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the SoFlo Vegans Podcast. These are tough times for many of the vegan businesses and nonprofits, but together we can keep this community strong. Your support, your voice, and your presence makes a real difference. Whether it's ordering a meal, sharing a post, volunteering, or simply showing up, you're helping build a thriving vegan future right here in South Florida. If you love today's episode, make sure you follow us on Instagram at SoFloVegans, subscribe on your favorite podcast platform, and share this episode with a friend who cares about keeping our movement alive. Big thanks to everyone working behind the scenes to make South Florida a better place for animals, the planet, and the people who call this home. And finally, closing us out today is Mr. Russell with his brand new track, Plant Power Flow. Turn it up and let the vibration carry you through the rest of the day. And also look out for his debut album that's being released on 11/20. It's featuring tracks that he recorded a long time ago that he's doing his Lil Wayne style of just putting it out to the world before he starts producing new tracks like the one you're about to hear now. So until next time, stay compassionate, stay connected, and keep exploring the vegan world around you. What you need to understand, hip-hop's in my blood, vegans is a stance. Living this way, dropping reels on the gram. Now I gotta show your mother suckers who I am. Mr. Russell is a master, rapping like a pastor on the pulpit, make you sound stupid. I've been known to do this, Super Nintendo. Talk behind my back, that's something I won't let go. I peep the hate, mark it down with a pencil. Race the animosity, success is the antidote. Stay in your lane, cause I ain't holding hands no more. Jump on the train or get left out in the freezing cold. So you eat your greens and your veggies, alright now. Taking two dumps in a day, alright now. Don't eat cow or pork, alright now. Only put plants on my fork, alright now. Stop, listen to the track, I'ma bring it back to the old school, cause I'm so cool. A little older now, got some wisdom. Got a black guy from life, it just hit me. Had to slow down, go the distance. Dodging all the hate in the spite, y'all could miss me. I ain't got no time for no bull or the beef. Grinding all day, every day of the week. Say I'm not committed, y'all must not know me. I've been doing this since 2003. 2013 when a ninja went vegan. Gave up the dairy and the steak and the chicken. Cut out the eggs cause I did it for the animals. Surrounded by the carnage activists and the radicals. Two sides of the same coin full of hate. Low vibration, man, I mean what I say. I love what I love and I show up every day. Compassion is my compass and that will never change. 10 toes deep cause that's the only way. Vegans explore, you can catch us every day.